The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this 12th day of January. That's right, folks. We're into the new year. Happy, happy new year. My guest today, I rescheduled him for last Tuesday, and then I realized that prior week I had not made up my mind. He was supposed to be on two Tuesdays ago, and I rescheduled for last Tuesday, and at the time I didn't know I was going to be in the District of Criminals personally, so I had to reschedule him, but he's here today. Hello, Harley Schlanger. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Well, I don't think I'll ever be asking you to come back to the country from Germany, to the CSA, where we're renaming the country. It's the Communist States of America.
Well, I'm surprised they let you into Washington, D.C.
Oh, well, there wasn't much they could do about it. Me and about 1.5 million of my friends showed up.
Yeah. Well, look, I think we're still in the middle of a fight, and anyone who thinks the fight is over or the fight is done is missing the point that, you know, if you look at I'm sure we'll talk about a lot of this during the course of the next 55 minutes or so, but if you look at the fact that 74, 75 million people voted for Donald Trump, even the ones who backed away as a result of what happened in Washington, D.C. because of the media coverage, You still have a huge number of people who are committed to the fight that Donald Trump started. And so, you know, the idea that Biden could waltz in and take over everything and push a Green New Deal and a global fascist economic reset and coast along with censorship, that's not going to happen. And so the question is, we have to make sure that everything we do is smart and oriented toward winning this war. And it's not going to be a short war.
Well, and the war we're speaking of for right now, for all intents of descriptive, it's a political war. It's a voting war. And Harley, excuse me for saying this, but weren't we just demonstrated in the 2020 election that there's not going to be another fair election in this country due to rigging the vote?
Well, I've seen dictatorships come and go. If you think about it, John, the human spirit is more powerful than a tyrant's will. And
Harley, geez, you must have had a good time off on Christmas and New Year's. You're more than I get the feeling here that you're full of all kind of hope, and I'm not here to burst your balloons, but I'm on the ground here. I've been watching this stuff in this country since, well, Hector was a pup, and the way this is looking right now, politically, yeah, we can try to vote them out if they didn't fix the vote. And here's the ironic thing about this whole thing. I'd mentioned this before, and I never heard anybody else commented or we're wishing to go back to the administrative state rather than the communist socialist state. So we're right back where we were, I forget how many years ago, when we were discussing such issues of, you know, how can we fix, not the vote, but fix the voting machines. Yeah, what about that term limit thing in Washington, D.C.? We were well on our way of educating people about the unconstitutional Federal Reserve. We were going after the courts and the prosecutors, how they've tied up, well, you know, the legal process. It isn't up just to a prosecutor to prefer charges. If a citizen sees corruption, you can convene a grand jury, present that evidence to the judge, and off we go. We have been insulated and isolated from everything. We have no control of anything except the good wish pot. I'm sorry, I had to get that out, Harley.
All right, well, let me give you a counter to that.
Okay.
As I said, 75 million people voted for Donald Trump. We have no idea how many people actually voted for Joe Biden, but it was significantly less than that. Now, the second point is that the policies that they're going to implement will not work, will make the situation worse for not only every American, but every other country in the world. So the question of a smooth sailing into fascism under Joe Biden is a fallacy. And the question is, you know, when you ask about the elections, I'll tell you what I think is the best tactic that the president could use at this point. And I don't think it's the Insurrection Act or something of that sort. I think he should immediately announce a special prosecutor and have a special prosecutor with subpoena power, because we never had an investigation. There were 1,000 or so affidavits that were never heard in a courtroom. A witness was never interrogated. A machine was never grabbed and seized and investigated because the courts are corrupt. And, you know, a lot of people thought, well, what about all the people Trump appointed? Well, there is such a thing as blackmail. There is such a thing as cowardice. And a lot of people in the judiciary submitted, gave in. So we never had a hearing. But Trump has a power to appoint a special counsel. And then people say, well, you know, but then if Biden comes in, what difference will it make? Well, a special counsel has certain powers. And if, remember the question of obstruction that was thrown at Trump, there's still 50 Republican senators. Now, how many of them have any gumption or guts remains to be seen.
I think we got an indication of that on January 6th, the evening of January 6th, going into January 7th. Yeah.
We sure did, John. But here's the other point. If there were 1 million people in Washington, what happens if you had 10 million people come in? You know, I don't think we've seen the end of the fight in the American people. I don't see the American people submitting to a fascist Biden regime.
Okay.
I understand
and appreciate that, Harley. And I'm all for that. And I'm all ears on what tact can be taken. You know, we did start a third party. What was that guy's name? Ronald Paul? Oh, that's right. Ron Paul, the Tea Party. And then it was quickly disassembled because the Gambinos and the Genoveses in Washington, D.C., don't like competition in their fight over phony power in this country.
Well, but now, John, here's the other point I want you to think about.
Okay.
And we should discuss what this whole Great Reset is, because there's a lot of talk about it, but very few people know what they're planning. This is Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the Davos billionaires, the International Monetary Fund, London, Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Their strategy is to give all the power to the central banks. You think the Fed has a lot of power now. It's going to have more power because the plan of the Great Reset, and Biden supports this, Janet Yellen supports it, the top three people appointed to the Treasury support it. What they're saying is that the power of the Fed should not just be monetary and credit policy, but control over spending policy. by appointing technocrats to decide where money should be spent and how.
Let me understand this then. Okay, I'm picturing a bank. I walk into this bank. The teller behind that counter is actually going to decide how much money I take out and then where I'm going to spend it. Is that about right?
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Essentially, but
all right.
But the first point is they're going to determine what governments can spend. And what they're going to do this, what they're doing, and they've already done it, is to get the major banks that operate on, that the central banks operate on behalf of, that is the money center banks, who really dictate the policy to the Fed, because the Fed is a private agency. It's not a government agency. What they're saying is that they need unlimited amounts of liquidity to bail out the zombie corporations that they've built up with unsustainable levels of debt. How are they going to do that? They're going to shut down the physical economy. There's going to be no credit for mom and pop stores, for industries, for anything of that sort. And the way they're going to do it is the Green New Deal. The banks are signing what's called a compact, which says that no bank will loan money to a corporation that doesn't have a zero carbon footprint. Now, what's a zero carbon footprint? It means you don't manufacture anything.
That's right.
You don't produce anything.
Right.
They're going to shut down the energy industry.
Right.
Texas is going to be turned into a completely bankrupt former oil country. You know, they're going to shut down coal. They're going to shut down nuclear. It's going to be a return to an era when there couldn't be air conditioning, when people, if they wanted to stay warm in the winter, they had to burn.
Okay, I was for a second there, I was getting my hopes up. Now they're dashed. Now I'm depressed again. What you're describing to me is not happy days are here again. And Harley, let me throw in.
But John, let me finish the point.
Okay, go.
It won't work. It's going to start killing people. They're going to be starving people, and then they're going to use this so-called universal basic income,
right?
Which is going to be what? It's going to be crumbs.
Yeah.
Now, the question then becomes a matter of survival. But here's the other point you've got to consider. It's not just the United States. They're going to do this worldwide.
Well, yeah.
I don't see the Russians.
It's the new world order.
That's right. The Russians aren't going to go along with it. There are other countries in the world that are not going to go along with it. That's why we had to destroy Iraq and Libya, which were not great powerhouses, but they were opposed to the IMF controlling everything. I just think that this is one of these typical crackpot utopian plans that will not succeed. And at a certain point, the rebellion will be much greater than what we've seen so far.
Okay. All right.
But that's why we have to keep educating people to understand what the Federal Reserve is, what the central banks are,
yeah,
what competent spending policy is. If you tell a government you can't spend money on infrastructure or anything that builds anything, but only on bailouts, at a certain point, hungry people are going to be asking the question, well, why do these billionaires need bailouts?
Well, I don't know. You know, you're describing a slow decline. You know, stuff's going to...
I don't think slow. It's going to happen fast.
What happened fast? Well, I think what's going to happen even faster is the $10 trillion housing debt bubble that we've got.
Yeah.
Or the $160 trillion we already owe. Half of the country, Harley, is gone. Half of the privately owned businesses, middle-class businesses, are gone.
Yeah.
And there's no coming back for these people. So we're now going to have Uncle Jojo in there. It's going to start rattling his saber about all these evil guns out there. They already got Beto O'Rourke ready to go, Mr. Teeth ready to go. The Green New Deal, they're going to be pushing that, as you indicated. And in the meantime, we still have the COVID crap going on. We are starting to notice something, though. Governor Cuomo out of New York is starting to question whether we should keep everything locked down. Now, isn't this amazing? He couldn't have waited 5-6 more days until maybe JoJo Biden got into office to do this? Nah, it looked too suspicious. So we'll do it 6-7 days beforehand. You know, we're starting to question this lockdown thing after they've destroyed New York City and its business base, tax base, and hell, half the people in New York City have already moved out. The out in California, Gavin Newsom, they got 1.1 million now on let's pull this jerk out of office. I think they need another 400,000 votes. I think they need 1.5 million to get this thing
going. You're talking about petitions for a recall, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. In the meantime, we still have all the problems. We have a damaged infrastructure that cannot recover. You know, we're not going to have control of the Congress and the Senate. The Senate's now split 50-50. We're not going to
John, we didn't have control before because you look at the people on the Republican side.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just the guys with the R after their name or the D. No, I'm just doing the count on who they supposedly are. And again, 2/3 of those people in there are rhinos, and the other third is, well, they're too timid to stand up and really do anything. So here we sit with a completely corrupted system. And I mean beyond belief. There's not going to be any investigation on the Clinton Foundation and Hillary. There's not going to be anything on Hunter and JoJo Biden here because, well, he's going to be president. My God, can't do that. I mean, it's, Harley, we don't have the time for anything, and this is my considered opinion, and I'm all ears for anything that somebody has that has validity, that has a possibility of working. But the way I'm looking at it right now, with everything that's been shut down in our face, including our platforms.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. When was the last time you heard of a social media platform banning a seated president? What the hell is that? Okay, so we got the no good nicks out there, and they're getting rid of the people that they don't like, millions of them, on the platforms. I mean, you've heard about the great one out of New York, the Jewish lawyer. The great Mark Levine. Well, they bounced him off. They pulled the app, Patreon, and 8 million of his people are gone. Now, somebody would ask the question, well, doesn't that cost them money? Well, of course they monetize stuff, but that's not the point. They're not after the money. They're after the control.
Yeah. Well, John, here's the point. Since you and I have been talking over the years, we had a fundamental agreement on the problem being the decision that was made in 1913 to establish a private central bank.
Absolutely.
And that the whole idea of this private central bank is that it will keep an economy running enough so that people won't notice that they're being ripped off by a handful of speculators. Now, what happens when they lose the ability to parcel out a little bit of money to keep people semi-content?
Who exactly are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about the Wall Street banks, the City of London banks, okay, the Morgans, the Wells Fargos, the Bank of America,
right?
The corporate cartels. I mean, look, our enemy is what? This is a big part of the problem. It's not an amorphous enemy. It's an enemy that's a small number of people who represent corporate cartels, interlocking cartels in finance, insurance, in raw materials and energy and food production and big pharma. And they've made a mess of almost everything. They destroyed the family farmer in the United States. You know, they destroyed our healthcare system.
And none of this, I mean, this was intentionally done. I think people need to understand this. This isn't just an oopsie. Oh, well, we did the wrong thing at the wrong time, and it turned out the wrong way. No.
Harley, mistake.
Yeah. Harley, this is what's at stake here. The rest of the world is gone. Although they're waking up to the problem, it might be a little bit too late, but we are literally the lichpin. The globalists would have had their New World Order dream a long time ago if it wouldn't have been for the good old U.S. of A. Harley Schlanger's my guest. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll take phone calls. We'll be back in 3 minutes. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Since we're used to the media lying so much, let me tell my little lie. I'm being looked at as being a replacement for Rush Limbaugh. And if you believe that, folks, boy.
Well, if you get that gig, you won't have to worry about money.
Yeah, I just have to worry about saying the wrong thing and the wet team coming through the back door. You know, somebody said to me, you know, John, they don't like haters. So how long do you think your network's going to be around? And I said, well, until they pry the gun out of my one hand and the controls of the network out of the other. And they're only going to do that over my dead body. And they said, well, that could be arranged. And I said, well, yeah. You know, that's fine. I need a nice long vacation. I've been fighting this war for a very long time. And we keep losing the battles, which eventually is going to kick our butt and we're going to lose the war. What's at stake? Freedom, liberty, the ability to keep government out of your bedroom, out of your pocket. Oh, you know the story, folks. I don't have to recap this. You've been watching it, witnessing it your entire adult lives, and it doesn't matter how old you are in the listening audience. Let's go to the telephones here, and we'll remind people I just got my Vonage bill today. Mike, do me a favor, hit the refresh on your screen, and I'll tread water here for a second. Treading, treading, treading. And here we go. 800-313-9443. Only if you do not have 3 minutes on your phone, folks, do you need to call that number. We're asking people to dial the 512-248-8252. And that's good anywhere. Use that number and we don't get charged for it, at any rate. Let me go to Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Hi. Harley, I've got... I'm in agreement with you.
Well, that's good.
Okay, Fred, go.
All right, I want to talk to Harley.
Excuse me?
I want to ask some questions, and I don't... my objective is not to pin you down or harm you in any way. Okay, Harley, are you familiar with the Hegelian dialectic?
Well, I studied it many years ago, yes.
Okay, that's thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. And what
that's right.
That means, and see, we're in an agreement that the deep state, I don't like to use that term, but they come up with a thesis and an antithesis to that, and then a synthesis, and that is to obtain their objective, and that's with society to divide and conquer. Would you agree with that so far?
Well, definitely divide and conquer is their strategy, but what they've perfected over the years is to divide into increasingly smaller groups using identity politics. And so it's much more effective for them to pit everyone against everyone else over fighting for crumbs of a shrinking pie.
Touché, we're in complete agreement. Okay, let's take Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Now, all we hear, and I believe this to be a fact, George Soros is financing Antifa and Black Lives Matter. He's a white man. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I've exposed Soros for many, many years.
What the hell is this? He said, he said,
we're doing all right.
No, you're not, Fred, because you are expounding the profanely obvious. We know this.
Well,
Harley's
know
been
that.
Around for a while. If you have a point to
I
make.
I know it. I admire it. I respect him.
Good. Well, if you have a point, make it. Or if you have a question, ask it. I'm not going to leave you on the air for the next 10 minutes, Fred. This is my point.
You do this all the time to me, John. I respect immensely Harley.
Fred, do you have a question? Ask it. Otherwise, I'm going to cut you off. I'm not playing games here today.
Divide and conquer. If we get to hate each other and income, political views, race, color, nationality, we're divided.
John is right. That's very obvious. That's been the strategy that's been perfected over the years. The problem is that when people don't have a bigger picture in their minds, they fall susceptible to that.
Right, and we hear all the time. I'll give an example of a caller last week, and even constantly.
Okay.
Well, this one guy calls in last week. Well, they're going to give the vaccine shot versus the blacks, and we white people ain't going to get the vaccine shot. What has this network been talking about for years? Vaccine kills. It can harm you.
Yes, absolutely.
It can be fatal.
We've got to go to break. I'm coming back. My new name is Captain Obvious.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back talking with Harley Schlanger over there in Germany. I was surprised, by the way, before I take another call, Angela Merkel and her comments on deplatforming people.
Absolutely. That caught a lot of people by surprise because Merkel is usually the go-along-to-get-along type. She was very sharp, and I'm told she was even more forceful in the couple private meetings that she had. And, you know, remember, the NSA wiretapped her cell phone, and she sort of let that pass. This was about, I think, 2015 it was reported. So that's what I mean. There's some interesting things happening around the world where people are looking at the United States, and some of them are saying, you know, for example, Trump made the announcement that he, in the days remaining, assuming he goes out of office on the 20th, he's going to move to bring the troops down in Afghanistan, bring them out of Afghanistan. And there are people around the world saying, well, gee, I guess he's serious about that. There's so many, the media worldwide took its lead from the U.S. media against Trump. But that is starting to shift. And I see it even here in Germany, where there's praise for him for some of the things that he's done. So, you know, that's what I'm saying, John, is that I don't think this is a done deal yet. I don't think Biden can pull it off. He has no charisma, no standing. All he's got is the force of the state behind him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the military is going to go along with this.
Well, you know, here's my point. Here's my perspective. We don't have much luxury on having somebody else throw the dice and see if it comes up snake eyes or not. You know, if the military will, if it won't. I'm working on contingency plans that it's not going to be pleasant, it's not going to be pretty, and it's going to be messy. But we'll have a better chance of restoring this republic than we would trying to get a few good people into Congress. Holy mackerel. Dr. Kelly, how you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for taking the call. And I just wanted to point out, I really don't like foreign entanglements, but this is critical to Great Britain I don't know what you'd call it, because it was abolished, meaning their grand jury, in 1933. And that's just a strange thing. I noticed it in my training manual for the grand jury when I served on it here in Nevada County, California, 2012 to 2015. And I'm bringing that point up to a few folks that you might want to look into that to, you know, reestablish that hidden branch of government. And after, I don't know, 700 or 800 years, why would it be abolished or an abrogation of a really amazing system and process?
Was that a question that didn't require an answer, or are you serious?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I just wanted to thank you for letting me put that out there. It's super important. And speaking of training manuals, and I heard the Front Sight commercial. So I'd like to encourage people to get the training, the dry practice and training manuals for all of the coursework and put that in your library.
Well, firsthand experience, and you kind of jumped the gun on me. I put the flyer up again today. We're running the old commercial, but you jumped the gun on me, Kelly. I haven't had a chance to announce that, and I've got two scheduled guests today, and I wanted to go into it some detail, but you tipped my hand, and I will be talking about that tomorrow.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Harley and John, and have a great day.
Thank you. Robert in Central Texas, you're on with Harley Schlanger. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, Mr. Schlanger and Captain Obvious. Mr. Schlanger, he knows who I am, so he kind of gets this.
No, he's lying. I had no idea who this guy is. No, I'm just teasing, Richard. Go ahead. He's my haircutting guy, and I drive. Get this one, Harley. Because of the mask situation here in Central Texas, I have to drive about 160 miles to get my hair cut by this guy. But he's a nice man, and he doesn't charge me. So how's that?
He's got a gas concession.
There you go.
Mr. Schlanger, he pays exactly what the haircut's worth.
No. Yeah, you should see the cat tracks in my hair. I got a hat on right now. Yeah. Okay, I'm tired of beating you up, Robert.
Let me get this. I have to agree with you, Mr. Schlanger, about the what you started out with, the financial stuff. I read about BlackRock Financial, which I guess they're the biggest organization here in our country. That Lawrence Fink, he does believe...
Biggest equity fund in the world.
And he, okay, well, he does believe that, Mr. Fink does, that he should have more control over our government as far as laws and things like that. So I do agree with what you were saying on that.
Well, if you think about the CARES Act, the original so-called relief bill for the COVID situation... BlackRock was put in charge of handing out the Federal Reserve money. And what they did is they turned the Fed into a hedge fund, because what the Fed did was provide huge amounts, volumes of credit to insolvent firms so they could keep buying and selling stocks. And it's Fink's BlackRock had a committee of four former central bankers, including from the Bank of Israel, the Bank of England, Bank of Canada, and the Federal Reserve, put together a proposal for what they called a financial regime change, which was precisely what the Great Reset is, giving all the power over creating credit and over spending into the hands of technical or technocratic teams run by the central banks. So it's truly a global banker's dictatorship is what the Great Reset is.
That's exactly what it is.
And I agree because I've read something about that. The way you explained it was a lot easier than what I would have did. The other thing is on this oil. The oil, it might be more restricted to us common people, but they got to have it for the war machine. And I see Pompeo is really beating on Iran right now. And so I kind of think if Biden gets in, I don't see it too far down the road before we're attacking Iran. I just that's what I see.
Well, right. I think you're right about that because the war party needs war. And whether it's a false flag or whether the Iranians do something stupid, remember, Biden was for all of these wars, the Iraq war, the Libya attack, the regime change in Ukraine. He was the point man in Ukraine. Even before anyone heard of Burisma, Joe Biden was working with neo-Nazi militia and George Soros to overturn the Yanukovych regime. And one of the people who knew exactly what Biden was doing is a man named Paul Manafort. And you might wonder why Manafort was one of the first major victims of Russiagate. Similarly, remember Michael Flynn. He called out Obama for arming and training al-Qaeda and ISIS terrorists in Syria. That's why they had to get rid of him. So, you know, the Russiagate was a planned demolition of an incoming Trump administration. And it's only because Donald Trump was pretty strong and courageous that he made it through his term.
All right. Robert, I thank you for your call. Harley, we've got 4 callers left and about 15 minutes to get there. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. Thank you, and I'll get right to it. Harley, listening to a lot of the folks on talk shows since the election, it seems to be an opinion that in 4 years we're going to have a great shot at getting back to the White House. But I see it being a real big miscalculation, and we have to face reality. Because what we're going to see is more Chinese penetration across the board in this country, education, business, and government, huge numbers of illegals. We're going to see 11 million turn into 30 to 50 million, more lawfare practiced against remaining small businesses, push for reparations that's going to increase racial tension. So that's just a handful of items I think we're going to see. So I don't know, how do you see it happening that we can have a chance if we're going to see this level of destruction?
Well, I would agree with what you said as the prospects for what would happen under a Biden administration. The problem, you know, when people look at this and look at what they're trying to do, you have to also realize these guys aren't so smart and they're not so competent, and they're doing things that actually go against natural law. Now, whether or not there's a reaction, a strong enough reaction to stop it, that's going to be the real story here, because they're not going to be able to bail out this unsustainable level of debt. They're going to have to go through certain kinds of bankruptcies, and you're going to have internal fighting as to who's on top. It's already going on. I mean, if you look at the situation in Great Britain with Brexit, you have 20 different positions on it now. There's no unity in the government. It's not going to be easy to come up with this anti-human policy of population reduction, of energy reduction, of production being reduced to below break even. It's going to be very difficult for them if there's leadership. Now, I would say, and John, I know you probably agree with me on this, the big problem is there aren't very many strong leaders out there. Trump was probably about as good as it gets. What else is there? Well, you never know what can come up in a condition termed in a crisis. And the reason I keep doing talk shows like yours, and I appreciate you, is that as long as we can keep talking and bringing some ideas to people, there's always a chance that we can create an alternative leadership.
Well, and on that note, thank you for your call, Wayne. I appreciate it. Well, next month, when you receive the invitation to come back on the program, I hope we're here. Because people have been quietly whispering to me, and these are people that don't talk to me too much. They don't have to. They only talk to me when they need to. And they're asking me, what about your network? And what are you going to do to secure it? Well, we're going to do everything we can, but we don't have all the bullets. And, you know, we're just this bunch of miscreants over here that, well, we're just misogynistic and we're perpetual haters of everything of color. And, you know, we're not long for this world. If they,
well, but John, let me make a public service announcement for you, because I'm not paid to do this. I have no vested interest in it. But your listeners need to help the Republic Broadcast Network stay in business. And to the extent it's a money problem, they have to pony up, because otherwise there's not much else out there.
No, there's certainly not. Ken in New York, you're up next. Thank you. I appreciate that, Harley. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. Harley, what do you make of Jonathan Pollard being released after being in prison almost, what was it, 30 years? Why now?
Well, it's a good question. I hadn't heard. Was he just was it announced in the last day or so?
Yes.
That wasn't a pardon from Trump, was it?
This happened about a week ago?
Well, I must have missed it, but I'll tell you, it's very, very interesting, because there's obviously some explanation there that's not being made public. That has to do with, I think, the Israelis gearing up to go to war with Iran. And I think that's on behalf of the war party in the United States. So I would assume it has something to do with that. It's a gift to Netanyahu.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would say it would be a gift to Netanyahu, who is trying to stay in power and wants to go to war with Iran to consolidate his position in Israel.
All right, Ken.
Now we just heard that Adelson just died.
Yes, Mr. Adelson just croaked today. I think he was, 97, 98? 80, what 87. Was it?
87.
87, he didn't even make it to 90?
Yep.
Oh, well.
Money can't buy you everything.
Yeah.
Could it have been a settlement for all debts?
Probably.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Good night.
Appreciate your call. Chris Hinckley. Hello, Chris.
Hey, John.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Captain Obvious. Harley, thank you. This is another one of those interviews everyone should listen to. I had a quick question for you, Harley. Hayek used to say that the scientific socialism envisioned by the technocrats was too complex to work. And in her recent interviews with the Planet Lockdown documentary film team, Catherine Austin Fitz expressed similar views. And she even told the story of Gideon as just sort of an example, and kind of how these moments sometimes result in old school bad guy infighting, like, you know, in Highlander, there can be only one sort of fashion. So I'm wondering.
Yeah, a good example for what happened to the Tea Party after Ron Paul started it. Everybody jockeying, I don't like this, and I don't like your position, and they just blew the whole damn thing up.
Yeah, that's a deeper story, too. But I was just wondering, Harley, you know, if you have any thoughts along those lines, and if so, I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
Well, that's precisely the point I've been trying to make, that the theories they're operating on are completely fraudulent. LaRouche used to talk about them as economic quackademics. That they come up with new theories to fit the momentary needs for looting. But in order to do it, there are winners and losers. You know, who's going to tell which bank they have to go into bankruptcy? Who's going to destroy which corporation? Who's going to make those decisions? And once you have the titans fighting, which is what happens, this is part of what collapses empires. When you have different vested interests, which think they're all in it together, and then they realize there's not enough loot. There's not enough to keep all the interests satisfied, and you have infighting. Secondly, their whole approach is completely insane. The idea that by shutting down energy production and productive goods production, that somehow you're going to be able to support a luxury lifestyle for a small number of people, it doesn't work. And the question is, does it dissolve in chaos, because most empires collapse chaotically, or can there be an organized opposition that operates with a real economic system, namely the American system? See, we have an actual strategy. The American system of physical economy works. It produces new wealth. It develops capabilities in the population that are needed for increasing productivity and so on.
Wow, how's come the Democrats don't know that formula?
Because they've forgotten it.
Yeah.
So have the Republicans. the idea of, it was funny, Milton Friedman always said there's no free lunch. Well, you wouldn't know that from looking at Republican lobbyists.
That's so true.
So I think you're absolutely right. I think this is going to blow apart. I think they're holding out for the possibility of running Biden out of office at a certain point. Maybe they'll wake up and say, well, he can't put a sentence together. He can't be president.
And who do you think Kamala Harris will pick as the VP? I'm saying it's Hillary.
Well, I was going to say Michelle Obama.
No. She's dumb as a box of rocks. We need a savvy communist in there next to her. No, Michael isn't going to make it. Ain't going to cut it. Chris, anything else? I'm running out of time here.
No, that's it.
All righty, sir.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Harley.
I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Chris.
By the way, Chris?
Sir?
When's your show on?
Mornings, Monday through Friday. What is it, Central Time? It's, what is it, Mike?
10 to noon.
Central Monday through Friday.
Thank you. And the name of the show?
Road Warrior Radio.
Well, there it is. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. For those who enjoy listening to Paint Dry anyway.
That was, by the way, that's an ongoing joke here. Chris has a slower delivery than most.
What?
But he is always well thought out, well versed. And I used to kid him, the old statement, Harley, about watching paint dry. It's exciting as watching. I said of Chris Hinckley, this is as exciting as listening to paint dry. But I only do that because I know his capability and I know his heart. And Chris has been around this network for a while and will continue to be that way because he's a good, solid, objective thinker. And I thank you, Chris.
Appreciate that. Thanks, John.
All right,
thanks,
sir.
Again, Harley.
All right. Just speed up the paint drying thing. Fast dry paint. James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing? Listen, somebody on Mike's show said there was no difference between Trump and Biden, but I can tell you that. The deal here is if Biden does get into the White House and that other one, I believe that. The deep state and the deep states and all the rest of them, bankers included, will push for war. And that's one thing that Trump wouldn't go for. And that's why all the king's horses and all the king's men came down and cheated on the election, because somebody is itching for a big war.
Or a lot of little wars.
Yeah.
Someone brought up earlier.
Divide
and conquer. This is what geopolitics is about, where you convince countries they have unresolvable differences, and then you fund both sides to fight each other. That was the British strategy that led to World War I. They still have the same strategy, only now the United States is the dumb giant they're using.
It was described as being the sleeping giant. I would like to think that there's still enough asleep once woken. We'll have the capability of doing something other than what it's been doing. James?
What the Brits say is British brains and American brawn.
Right. James in Vancouver, thank you. I appreciate your call. We're running out of time here. One last call from Canada, two in a row. Layla, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling about the caller who question the release of Jonathan, or the pardon of Jonathan Pollard.
Uh-huh.
There were a whole bunch of rabid Zionists that were pardoned by Trump over the last 2 to 3 years. And I can give you their names if you're interested, but it just sounded to me like it was kind of stunning because all of them, it also included Jared Kushner's friends and his father, and they all donated to Chabad Lubavitch, which, as we all know, is the version of Judaism that was created in Poland in the 17th century. It all seemed so contradictory with what Trump was supposed to stand for, and I didn't see it until just recently. So it really bothered me, the fact that Julian Assange has been languishing. But he also pardoned Roger Stone, who, in my opinion, is a little bit slimy, in my opinion.
No, I already know he's a little bit slimy, but he was the guy that was in there doing the batting practice for Trump. So, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so I'm just concerned with all the Zionists that were pardoned, whereas those who actually, without Julian Assange, how likely was Trump to have been elected? But my final question, by the way, I pay long distance fees for those, in case you're wondering. I was just wondering when, on January 20th, I assume the impeachment or the Insurrection Act expires with Trump's departure. He can't act on it after that, I assume.
Well, it probably would, unless he figures out a way to be the one who's inaugurated.
Well, why does he have Layla? I got to let you go. We got less than a minute and a half here. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Why did Trump? I'm hearing that he declared D.C. a emergency zone, and he moved 15,000 troops in there.
Yeah, 15,000 National Guard troops. It's going to be a wild 10 days coming up, and I think people have to stay calm and think of the big picture and fight like hell for our kids and grandkids, because our country's not going to be here if we don't fight.
It's just a shadow of what it once was. There's still enough there for a reminder, or at least a guidepost to where we have to go back to. And like I said at the outset of this program, Harley, they're making the administrative state look pretty damn good.
Well, John, if your listeners want to be in touch with me, I'll give out my personal email address, which is harleysch@gmail.com. I'll send you a link for free to my new blog site. So Harley, HARLEYSCH@gmail.com.
By the way, we are working on a project here, and Harley, you are going to be one of the people that's included in that project. They're in 26 countries right now. We're looking for it to go absolutely global, and we are going to be untouchable by the technocrats, if you can believe that. Harley Schlanger, I appreciate your time, sir. Do we get a bonus here for having to reschedule for a couple of weeks?
No.
Okay.
No bonus.
No bonuses. All right, then. All right. Harley?
Your bonus was having me on.
Okay.
All right, John.
Thank you, Harley. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Second hour coming up. Roger Landry. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report. I've been doing this for 30 years, folks. Please, let's not make me do it for another 30 years. We need to turn this country back to its constitutional Republican roots. All the rest is just BS and politics. Need to play by the same rule book. You want to talk about unity? There's your unifying factor. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.